Orange County went blue in the 2016 presidential election for the first time since the Great Depression. And so looking ahead to next year's midterm elections, state Democratic leaders are taking dead aim at what they consider vulnerable Republican members of Congress from the OC. And they discussed strategy over the weekend in Sacramento at the party's convention. Here to talk about what they came up with is Gustavo Arellano, editor of the OC Weekly, with this week's KCRW Orange County line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Well, let's talk about a few of those seats that state Democrats are targeting in Orange County. There is Mimi Walters in Irvine, Ed Royce down in Fullerton, Dana Rohrabacher in Costa Mesa, and then, of course, Daryl Issa in Vista. His district is South Orange County, North San Diego County. Mm-hmm. What is the strategy, Gustavo, and does it differ for every candidate?
It's quite remarkable that there even is a strategy. For a good, 30 years, 40 years, as there's been more congressional districts in Orange County, the Democratic Party in Orange County, and of course the state and national one, would just write them off. You know, this is OC, John Wayne American Republican Orange County. But now both the state, local, and then more importantly, the National Democratic Party really thinks all four of those districts are vulnerable. And each of them is different. Of course, Daryl Issa only won by about 1,000 votes to an unknown candidate in this past election. So I think on there, they're just going to continue to hammer on Issa. The other three, though, Walters, Rohrabacher, and Royce, those are going to be a little bit more difficult.
The major test, Gustavo, for state Democrats, and really all across the country, is whether they can mend these two wings of the party. We talked about that with Kevin Roderick, actually, a couple of hours ago at the state party this weekend. You've got this traditional center-left part of the party, and then you've got the so-called Bernie-crats, the Bernie Sanders wing of the party. Does that division exist down there in Orange County?
Absolutely. The younger generation, they're all very much for Bernie. I mean, still to this day, they want a different Democratic Party. They feel that it's really a repeat of the 2016 election. They feel the old ways just can't work anymore. And it really, those people, they're the ones who have been joining groups like Indivisible OC, who are holding these really funny protests outside various offices. But it's still the party apparatus that matters. So down in Orange County, we have a relatively new, chairwoman, Fran Zhao, who's been really good at sort of trying to mend the bridges behind that or between them, at least on the local level. But even what you're going to see now, though, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, these are the people who decide, okay, we're going to spend all this money on these particular districts. They're actually setting up their Western offices in Irvine, but they don't really know much about Orange County. So the trick is going to be for the local activists to talk to the national party and say, hey, look, we want your money, but you have to trust us with the candidates that we want, too.
How much does the topic of immigration factor into this, Gustavo, given that the demographics of Orange County are changing so quickly that there's an influx, obviously, of Latinos in Orange County, but also of Asian Americans as well?
It's interesting you mentioned demographics, because the last time there was an upset in Congress in a congressional seat in Orange County was in 1996 when Loretta Sanchez beat Bob Dornan. Historic upset, very, very famous. And that happened because there was a lot of new Latino voters. So if there's going to be a repeat of that, I would say it would be in North Orange County, where Ed Royce has been representing the district for over 20 years. You know, he's an okay person, but his district now is not the same district that elected him 20 years ago. So if the Democrats want to spend money in getting a candidate, they should go at Ed Royce, and really, they should recruit Sharon Quirk Silva, who's the assemblywoman there, lifelong resident of that area, popular mayor of Fullerton. She's probably going to be the best candidate there, but I don't know if she'd run because she's only been up in Sacramento for a couple of years.
Democrats need 25 House seats to switch in order to take over the House, to get control of the House, and four seats they're focused on are in Orange County. Gustavo Arellano, and by the way, for more on this week's State Democratic Party convention and its effect on Los Angeles, you can check us out at kcrw.com/LA Observed. Gustavo, thanks for being with us.
Gracias.